Well, if you remember from those high school English days, the sonnet is one of the many forms that a poem can take. And the sonnet dates back quite a while, about 800 years ago, in fact. Well, the Grand Rapids-based literacy nonprofit Writers Center, called the Great Lakes Commonwealth of Letters, or GLCL, is sponsoring a competition open to all aspiring poets based on this historic format. Current State's fine arts reporter Jamie Paisley spoke with organizer of the GLCL Sonnet Competition, a young poet named ZG.
The competition is rather spread across Michigan. You know, the GLCL is based in Grand Rapids, and the judge is over at the U of M, Professor Keith Taylor, and it's being done also with the cooperation of the Kalamazoo Book Arts Center. How was that process of pulling, you know, those Michigander threads all together?
The process came about with just a general, really deep-seated interest in each of those other parties. So Keith Taylor, the judge of the sonnet contest, came to mind early on because he's been a strong supporter of the Commonwealth and has come around for a couple of events, and we love his work, and I know he's got some good things to say about the sonnet, and so we really appreciate his taste and curation. He's edited some anthologies before. He's got a strong eye in that field. And the Kalamazoo Book Arts Center, that came to mind. I spent a summer there working on the letter presses and hand-making paper, so I got to know the people in that facility and really appreciated the work they do, the resources they offer, the space. When we were putting together this contest, GLCL, we were putting together the sonnet contest, we thought, let's bring these partnerships together and offer kind of a wider spectrum of interest to the sonnet, you know, which is an old form, and it kind of goes through these waves of being reborn and then kind of left to the wayside, and, you know, newer poets not really coming into traditional forms, kind of a way to encourage that. And for us, as the Great Lakes Commonwealth of Letters, focusing on resources and people doing great things just, you know, within our state, in our region, is really important.
In reading the different requirements for the entries, it must be original, unpublished, as well as follow the kind of Shakespearean model of the sonnet form. But you alluded to it just a moment ago that it's also trying to bring in contemporary views on that form, that kind of strict format. Is an initiative of yours or just something you're trying out?
Well, this is the first sonnet contest that we've hosted. We've had a series of other contests, not just in poetry, but across the genres. We've had microfiction, and that's partnering with a different magazine. In that case, it was Cheap Pop out of Ann Arbor, and they published the winning piece. We've partnered with Passages North, a literary magazine in Marquette, Michigan, up in the UP, and that was for a short story. And then we have done a poetry contest in the past as well. But yeah, so this is we host a contest or two a year, and the intention behind that is to encourage, promote, and celebrate works of writing in the Great Lakes region. And one of our ways to do that is to offer a sort of publication and recognition. And though we don't have our own publishing avenue as of yet, we like to partner with organizations that are already doing that great work to offer that outlet. The sonnet is a really remarkable form, and I think we have a tendency as writers, even without understanding what the form of the sonnet is, to write in that prescribed syntax and meter. It's really interesting. Looking at a poem that might just seem pre-verse, that isn't studied or isn't really got a consistent pattern, a lot of tendencies inborn in young writers actually follow a loose sonnet form. So it's really an interesting thing.
We're speaking with poet ZG from the Grand Rapids-based Great Lakes Commonwealth of Letters about the sonnet competition, which is still currently accepting entries. The rules of this competition say that the entries should adhere to the Shakespearean format of the sonnet, and the date of the winner will be announced on April 23rd, Shakespeare's own birth and death dates. But the deadline of the competition next week also has a famous Shakespearean connection, particularly for fans of Julius Caesar, the Ides of March.
Mm-hmm. So the deadline is March 15, and then that gives a little bit more than a month for Keith Taylor to pool through all the sonnets and make a selection. The winning sonnet will be published as a broadside by the Kalamazoo Book Arts Center, who is also creating an original illustration that coincides with the sonnet on the broadside.
Now, ZG, when it comes to sonnet writing from, you know, any time period, do you have your own kind of preferred model?
I think some of the best examples of that, of course, other than Shakespeare, a personal favorite would be Edna St. Vincent Millay. The sonnet 42, "What lips my lips have kissed, and where and why I have forgotten. And what arms have lain under my head till morning. But the rain is full of ghosts tonight that tap and sigh upon the glass and listen for reply. And in my heart there stirs a quiet pain for unremembered lads that not again will turn to me at midnight with a cry. Thus in winter stands the lonely tree, nor knows what birds have vanished one by one, yet knows its boughs more silent than before. I cannot say what loves have come and gone. I only know that summer sang in me a little while, that in me sings no more."
As you read it, there's the element of sonnet form of iambic pentameter, which sometimes is lost in the reading, but is regained in the verbalization of the poetry. Is that, if you were, and I'm not saying you are, but if you were Professor Keith Taylor and you're going to judge these, would you be reading some of these out loud just to get that in the air?
Oh, absolutely. Without question, yeah. Now, yeah, again, not speaking for Keith Taylor, but myself, the poem, and I think especially the sonnet, in order to get a fresh sonnet, a new take on an old form, reading it out loud and getting a sense of that voice, right, that freshness, that magical tone, you know, the subject itself is different, even if the form is the same. How can we bring new life to an old vessel?
The Great Lakes Commonwealth of Letters 2016 Sonnet Competition is currently accepting entries, but the deadline to enter is next week, March 15th. More complete rules and entry requirements can be found online at the Great Lakes Community of Letters website, which is readwritelive.org. ZG, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Oh, you're welcome. Totally.
For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.